Very good. I want to call to order the Railroad Transmission Organization Governance Committee. It is June 30th, 2025, 10:30 a.m. This is a Teams only meeting. With that, Jennifer, please conduct a roll call for committee members.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis Thayer, present.
Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, present.
City of Seward.
Brian Vicky, present.
Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb, present.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, present.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, present.
The Rail Belt Reliability Council. Okay, I saw him. The Rail Belt Reliability Council.
He is on mute.
Okay, I see him, but he's muted. So, okay, you have a quorum, Chair.
Okay, very, very good. Let's move forward with a public roll call for all others present.
Okay, we'll start with anyone from Alaska Energy Authority that's on the Teams meeting. Please state your name.
Karen Bell, AEA.
Mark Billingsley, AEA.
Bill Price, AEA.
Okay, next we'll go to anyone from Chugach Electric that's on the call. Please state your name.
Matt Clarkson is here. He just walked into my office.
Okay.
And okay, I believe that's it.
Okay, next we'll go to the City of Seward. Brian, is there anyone else on the line with you?
I don't believe Cody is online. I don't see him.
Okay. Next we'll go to Homer Electric. Please state your name if you're from Homer Electric on the Teams meeting and haven't already been identified.
Larry Jorgensen with Homer Electric.
Jess Buhler, Outside Council of AGA.
Okay, and how about Matanuska Electric Association? Is there anyone on the Teams meeting from Matanuska?
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Okay, and next we'll go to Golden Valley Electric Association. If you're on the call and would state your name, please.
Daniel Heckman, Golden Valley Electric Association.
Okay, and then the Rail Belt Reliability Council. Please state your name if you're on the Teams meeting. Okay, and if there's others on the call, would you please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Tina Grogier, Stoll Reeves, Council for the RTO.
Claire Knutson-Latta, RCA.
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
Okay, I think that's everybody, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Committee members, we have, or you should have the agenda before you. I'd like a motion to approve, and then once we have that on the floor, I have a potential addition for review.
Chris Thayer, move to approve.
Seconded by Travis. Sarah, did you had your hand up briefly? Was there something you?
My agenda says, well, it says that the documents are going to be hyperlinked with the agenda and attach the calendar invite, and I don't see that it was. Were they sent out? Was the agenda sent out as a separate document?
There's no public documents to attach to the agenda, as far as I understood.
Could you send me the agenda? I don't see it attached to my calendar invite. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't have it either. At least I can't find it if I do.
Okay. Let me attach the agenda.
Yeah, this is Arthur Miller and Max Harrison. We don't have it either.
Okay, that's my error, clearly.
Yeah, Jennifer, while you send that out to all, and just for the sake of others, I did not have it and reached out and received it just a few minutes prior to the meeting. While we're waiting for you to get your eyes on that, we do have a motion in a second. We won't take any action on it until you've seen the agenda. Currently, there is no place for us to approve the filing, and I believe that that's required by the bylaws. And so what I'm thinking is, or proposing, is that after we have, prior to member comments, after executive session, that we would take up that action. And so I'd like to add a new business item that would become item 9, and that would move down member comments, next meeting date, and adjournment. Tina, thoughts?
If I understand what you're saying, I think what you're saying is we have executive session and then the motion and then the rest of the agenda. Is that correct?
That's correct. But
right on.
That's what I'm proposing. I don't want to do a roll call vote until folks have had a chance to actually see it and provide their feedback.
Makes perfect sense to me. Thank you.
So committee members could advise when they've actually received the copy, had a chance to look at it.
I have a copy, and I would find that to be a friendly amendment.
And I would agree, and if Tony, if that was an official motion, I will second that motion to amend the agenda as you stated.
Yeah, I was looking, I would consider it a friendly amendment, and any others have had a chance to review it?
Yeah, I have. That's fine. Ready to go
ahead. Yep, looks good here as well.
Okay. Sarah?
That's an affirmative.
Okay. Ed, I see you on the screen now. I want to recognize you for the record. We saw you online when we conducted roll call, but we did not get an affirmative. You were on mute, so.
I was gone. I had to reboot, and it kept me up there for a while. But I'm back. Thank you, Tony. And I have the email, so I have no issues with the motion.
Okay. Jennifer, if you would, roll call vote on the agenda as amended, which would include a new business section after executive session, should the committee wish to take any action.
Okay, yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Holden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, let's move to public comments. Are there any public comments?
Okay. Is there anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Please raise your hand. Okay. It doesn't look like there's any public comments, Chair.
Okay, we'll move to agenda item 6. which is approval of the June 2025 minutes. I have not seen the minutes. I suspect others have not, and so maybe somebody could move to table this to the next meeting date.
Yeah, the meeting minutes have not been received, so.
So moved, Hickey.
Second, Miller.
I so badly wanted to say without objection, but I will follow council's procedural recommendation. Please conduct a roll call vote to table the minutes of June 20.
Homer Electric Association?
Barrelam, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Yes, Tony Izzo. Apologies.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes, Travis Million.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Chris Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. We'll move to old business. First up, under 7 Alpha, working group update. Daniel, over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Governance Committee members. Daniel Heckman with Golden Valley for the record. I'll keep my update pretty brief because I feel like myself and Ms. Gourvier will be kind of covering a lot of the same material in our updates, but the working group, as I communicated in prior Governance Committee meetings, has really focused and on its efforts on both the tariff filing as well as the tariff advice filing that's going to serve as the cover to the tariff that will be filed with the RCA here by, you know, close of business tomorrow. So in that time period, the working group has met as a group, has done some not only some group reviews of these documents, but I know that a lot of individual entities have been meeting with their internal teams that have been through email exchanges or follow-up conversations, been doing a lot of group reviews. So the products that you see in your packets today for this committee's consideration reflects what I believe to be the latest and greatest on these documents, subject to some of the items that Tina will be covering later on. But I would say substantively, we are at a very good position to get this across the finish line and timely filed with the RCA, in large part due to a lot of people's and teams' work, not only since the last Governance Committee meeting, but at least over the weekend and prior. It's been a huge lift and a lot of effort done by a lot of the entities. So my continued thanks and appreciation for a lot of those individuals. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. The product of these efforts is what's going to be placed, is what's before the Governance Committee today. And the working group ideally will not have another meeting before the next Governance Committee meeting. So I just want to again state on the record my thanks to those individuals, their consultants, their counsel, really for all of you on the Governance Committee for the time and resources that you have put into this from the very beginning. So it was a complete team effort, and I really just want to express my thanks and appreciation, and we look forward to getting this across the finish line and filed with the RCA tomorrow. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Daniel. Any comments, questions from the committee? Or Daniel. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Sarah. We will not need a roll call vote. We'll move on to 7 Bravo, RTO certificate filing and OAT filing. Tina, over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. I do not have anything to add beyond Daniel's report, although I will add my thanks to everyone who has been working very hard. So I do, however, have matters related to the upcoming tariff filing and related documents to discuss in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members.
Thank you, Tina. Any comments, questions for Tina? I've got a good line of sight on all the committee members. I'm not seeing any. So we can then move to item 8 on the agenda, executive session. I'd like a motion.
I move to enter into executive session to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the finances or legal position of the RTO, the committee, or the authority, or that are confidential under state, federal, or local law.
Travis Miller, second.
I heard the 2 seconds, so I know we have one, and I'll leave it to Jennifer to determine who was first. Jennifer, please conduct roll call vote on the motion.
Yes, sir. Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Bruce Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, let's go around each committee member. I'll start.
Should we go off record first? Are we off record? I just don't know where we are. I'm sorry.
I don't know that they'll necessarily join, Chair, but they have been notified that the meeting has started again. So you are back on the record.
Okay. I want to, for the record, state that no action was taken on any matter during executive session. We will move on to, as amended, agenda item number 9, new business. And does anybody have a motion?
Chair, this is Arthur Miller. I have moved that the RTO, number one, approve the filing of the non-discriminatory open access transmission tariff and related documents with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska on July 1, 2025, consistent with the direction given to its attorney in executive session on this legal matter, and number two, authorize RTO counsel to make any minor changes, modifications, and additions that she deems necessary, desirable, or appropriate to carry out the direction provided by the RTO Governance Committee or to otherwise comply with RCA regulations and practice.
Curtis Thayer, second.
Okay, moved and seconded. I see we have guests waiting to join. Is there any discussion? Questions? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. I'll call the question. Jennifer, please proceed with the roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward? Is absent. Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Member comments. Curtis, would you like to?
No, I just want to thank everybody for the process, the working group, the attorneys, Jennifer especially, Karen and the team. I think we've come a long way in the last 9 months, or I guess 11 months, and since this was handed to us last year by the legislature and the governor, and I think we've exceeded a lot of expectations, and I'm pleased that we're able to file this tomorrow. And wait for the next 6 months and see what work we continue have to do on this. But thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah, great. And I just would recognize that there was a comment in the in the comments section that Claire from the Regulatory Commission says thank you. Travis, we'll go to you.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, great work to everybody. I mean, I know getting across the finish line was no small task. Governance Committee and others were busy all weekend long pulling things together. I think it was clear with the correspondence that we were all receiving from legal counsel over the weekend that they were burning the midnight candle from both ends. So my hat's off to the team that got us this far, and I appreciate the Governance Committee going through, working through this these issues, and finally getting it ready to be filed tomorrow. So thank you guys all for that.
Thank you, Trina. I'm Sarah.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who's been working on the effort. Looking forward to starting the next chapter. Thanks.
Arthur.
Yeah, I echo everything that's been said. Appreciate all the efforts from the working group. Jennifer, Tina, you guys have all done a great job. Carl, and then also to the governance committee, ourselves. We've done, you know, a lot of work, a lot of great discussion to get us to where we are, and appreciate everyone's effort, and also look forward to the next segment, if you will, as we go through the filing, and look forward to having the filing submitted tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that leaves me. I would echo all the other positive comments. Special thanks to the working group, Daniel. I hope that there is some version of like hazard pay or extra paid time off to compensate, you know, for all the effort of you and the working group. And to Arthur's point, congratulations to all involved. Again, I'll echo just all the positive comments. I won't go through the list. Thank you. With that, we'll move on to the next meeting date. We have a tentative meeting date on July 18th. It's a Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. I'll go as far as to speculate that it will be held at AEA and online. Curtis is giving me a thumbs up. With that, we have reached the last agenda item is adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn. Curtis and EA.
Sarah Lamb, second.
Jennifer Miller.
Hey, Jennifer, well, if there's no objection, Jennifer, please conduct a roll call vote on adjournment.
Okay, Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis there, yes.
Two Gaps Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward, absent. Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, yes.
And Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Tony. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.